Tomorrow is the deadline to get many important campfire-related applications submitted. This includes registering for the government-sponsored debris removal program. I spoke with Butte County Public Information Officer Casey Hatcher by phone this morning to get an update on signups and learn more about the importance of this impending deadline. The first thing I asked was how many people are currently signed up for the government-sponsored program.
So far, 10,743 right-of-entry forms have been submitted, and that is the form that allows access to the government contractors to do the debris removal.
And do you know what percentage that is at this point?
When you combine how many right-of-entry forms have been submitted with the 222 alternative program applications, about 84% of property owners who are required to do debris removal have submitted into one of the two programs.
And I know we've talked about this on past episodes of After Paradise before, but the government-sponsored program is of no cost to property owners, whereas the other debris removal program they can sign up for, I think it's called the alternative program, could have them paying out-of-pocket costs. Can you kind of talk about the differences between those two programs people can sign up for?
The government program has no out-of-pocket costs, which means that the county will work with property owners after the debris removal has happened to seek reimbursement for any insurance proceeds that they have for debris removal. The program's funded by taxpayers, so there can't be a duplication of benefits. So if a property owner receives insurance for the debris removal, then that portion will be collected. If a property owner selects to hire a properly licensed contractor and use the alternative program cleanup standards, they are liable for 100% of those costs, just like you would be with any construction project.
They also have to submit a work plan with that, too, and hire that licensed contractor, correct?
That's correct. So the alternative program is set up to mirror the way that the CalRecycle program works for debris removal, and that's in order to address the health and safety concerns and the widespread properties that are having burn debris on them. And so they submit an application, and then the contractor submits a work plan so they can lay out exactly how the debris removal will happen, and that's required for anybody participating in the alternative program.
And then what is the deadline for the alternative program?
The deadline to submit an application for the alternative program is February 28th.
The original deadline for the government-sponsored program was January 31st. That was extended. Is there any chance it will be extended again?
Cal OES extended the deadline to submit right-of-entry forms. They created a late submission period through February 15th, and that was in response to a lot of information we were hearing from the community that people needed more time to gather paperwork, to make decisions about the program. We haven't heard at this point that there's any intention to extend that late submission period, so we really encourage people to make sure they get their right-of-entry forms submitted if they want to participate in the government program.
And then how can people sign up for the program?
So they can submit a right of entry form either by going to the right of entry center at 202 Mira Loma in Oroville or at the Disaster Recovery Center in Chico at the Chico Mall. There's environmental health staff there to collect those right of entry forms. And they can do that through tomorrow. They can also mail them in to 202 Mira Loma in Oroville, 95965, and that just has to be postmarked by tomorrow, or they can email them to roe@buttecounty.net.
What happens if people do not sign up for either the government-sponsored program or the alternative program?
Well, it's not optional to leave fire debris on your property. It's a health and safety risk for the community, and it needs to be addressed. So folks need to sign up for one of the two programs, and if they don't, then the town and the county will have to come through and use their code enforcement powers and likely abate those properties. So we really want to make sure that people opt into one of the two programs. They want to hire a contractor and do that cleanup privately or sign up for the government program by submitting the right of entry form. What we don't want to have to do is go through and abate the properties because it can be costly for the property owner if that full amount of the abatement has to be leaned on the property.
That was Butte County Public Information Officer Casey Hatcher. Again, to sign up for the government-sponsored debris removal program, you do need to fill out a right-of-entry form. You can find that form and more information about the other debris removal option at buttecountyrecovers.org. And two other important deadlines are also looming. Tomorrow is also the application deadline to register for Federal Emergency Management Agency disaster assistance. You can do so in person at the Disaster Recovery Center in Paradise or Chico, online at disasterassistance.gov, or by calling the FEMA helpline at 800-462-7585. That's 800-462-7585. Tomorrow also is the deadline to apply for a low-interest disaster assistance loan from the U.S. Small Business Administration. These loans are for physical damage from the campfire and are available to homeowners, renters, businesses, and nonprofit organizations. Online applications are available at sba.gov/disaster. You can also apply in person at the Chico or Paradise Disaster Recovery Center, or you can call the SBA Customer Service Center at 800-659-2955. Again, that's 800-595-2955.